Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God, our Bible study, our midweek service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to 2025. What a mighty God, what a glorious God, what an awesome God we serve. I trust that you're blessed, you're doing well, you and your family. And thank you wherever you are joining us from, around the world, around the United States, on whatever platform, whichever of the platforms you are streaming through, you are able to connect with us. We're really thankful that the Lord has given us another opportunity in this new year to be able to come together with the saints around the Word of God. Hallelujah. This is a glorious year already, and I hope you are participating or partaking in our ongoing Daniel fast at Abundant Life, 21-day Daniel fast. This is an awesome time in the presence of God. We're just digging in and just getting into His presence. We only just got started. And we're excited about the things that the Lord is doing already, the things that He's already doing, even in this year, 2025. Praise God. Full of testimonies, so much grace, so much unction, so much wisdom, so much favor. We're so thankful to Him. Our God deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. Would you, wherever you are, just join me tonight. Let's bless His name. Father, we thank You so much. We thank You for everything that You've done for us and everything that you're doing even right now. Thank You for Your mighty hands upon our lives. Thank You for being so good. Thank You for being so gracious, for being so merciful, for being so kind to us, to all of Your children. We're so thankful. Thank You, Father God, for bringing us into this new year. What an awesome, awesome privilege. We're so thankful. Father, we give You the glory and we give You the praise. Lord, I am turning over every aspect of our services, Bible studies on Wednesdays, times of ministry in the Word of God, turning them all over to You throughout this period of the fast and even beyond the fast. We welcome You, precious Holy Spirit. We invite You that you walk with us, where our hearts are totally yielded. We're excited. We're just willing. We're willing. We're obedient. We're loving You. We're seeking You. We're desiring You. So manifest more of Yourself in our lives. Manifest more of Your glory. Thank You, Father, for calling this our year of God's shalom. We receive that. We receive that. We thank You, God. We speak peace. I speak the peace of God that passes all understanding upon everyone that is under the sound of my voice tonight. Thank You, Lord, for all of my brothers and sisters and everyone, God, that's joining us. I pray for them. I bless them tonight. Father, cause our ears, all of our ears, to be inclined to Your word as the Holy Spirit ministers. Lord, speak through my tongue. Think through my mind. Lord, help me. There's so much. Where do You want us to go? What do You want us to say? This is Your meeting, Lord. This is Your service. So You direct the course of everything that we do. And let Your people be blessed. Lord, let Your people be blessed. Enlarge their coast in the name of Jesus. I give You the praise for it. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank You. In Jesus' mighty name, we give You the glory and the praise. Thank You so much again for joining us tonight. This is our year, 2025. Is our year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. That confession, prophetic confession, is so powerful. Glory to God. We just keep going over it, going over it. We can't get enough of it. That is the mighty inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It takes so long, so I don't think I'm going to start with that tonight. I'm not even sure that I'm going to do it at all tonight. We'll see how the Holy Spirit leads us. But I just really want to get into the Word of God. If you are joining us in the fast, remember every morning, weekday mornings, we have morning devotion at 5 o'clock, and our pastors, our ministers are leading us. They are doing an exceptional job, just soaking themselves in the presence of the Holy Spirit and leading those prayer services right from the very beginning. We've had just such a powerful, powerful time, and I'm so thankful. This is just the beginning, right? The glory of God is going to come over us, and amazing things are going to happen in all of our lives. I know that. I have seen that. I've experienced it. I sense it, not just for myself, for our household, but for all of God's people. Not even just people that are connected with Abundant Life, but all of God's people that will connect with God, that will dig into His presence, that will seek Him in this season and beyond this season, and that will lay hold on His Word, and that will avail themselves of the promises that God has made, and that will run with purpose. Every single one of us, something uniquely good is going to happen in all of our lives this year. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen and amen. Of course, in addition to our praying, in those morning devotions, we're using, these are two books, two new publications, Uncommon Wisdom, glory to God, a 30-day devotional. That's what we're using during those devotions. I'm telling you, something good is going to happen to you. You are going to be immersed in the spirit of wisdom. You go through these 30 days, you are diligent, you are focused, you do your part. I guarantee you, when you come out of these 30 days, don't stop at the 21 days, because you know the Daniel fast ends after 21 days, but the devotional goes on to day 30. As a matter of fact, I believe it builds up, and some of the biggest nuggets that will release upon our lives, that the huge, amazing wisdom that God has for us in this new season, I believe some of those are actually going to come later on as we approach the end. So it's a build up. Don't be a starter and then abandon. Be a starter and a finisher. Remember, Jesus is the author and is the finisher of our faith. God is not involved in uncompleted projects, so we shouldn't be either. When we start everything, we start, we should commit to finishing. It's very exciting sometimes to start, very exciting to get into things, but then as you know, it drags along, and you know, we get closer to the best part, really, you know, weariness starts setting in, people get tired, and don't let that happen to you this year. Amen. Begin from this Daniel fast. Everything that you start, make sure you complete. As that book, I guarantee you, and be even beyond the 30 days of this first 30 days of our year, our devotional year, and the Daniel fast into the 30 days. Even beyond that, I said this in the pulpit on Sunday, you know, you come to a season, a time in your life during this year, or even beyond, you need to make some very important decisions. You're seeking God's face over some light. You need clarity, you know. Lock yourself up 3 days if you can. Many people can't, but if you are able, lock yourself up for 3 days, go on some fast, and just interact with all the materials in this devotional, the substance of it. Get it in 3 days. Go back to back from cover to cover in 3 days if you are able to. Now, I know many people will not be able to. We have secular jobs. We have other things that we do that will stop us from doing that. So if you can do that, then take 30 days, right? Like we're doing right now. I guarantee you, after either those 3 days of going the 30 materials here, 30 study devotionals, materials, all the scriptures, read all the scriptures, read all the instructions, read all the inspired lessons, everything, every word that is written, read everything. If you can do it in 3 days, great. If you can't, do it in 30 days. I guarantee you, when you come out of that, you will be immersed in the spirit of wisdom. You will absolutely, you will have clarity. Your eyes will be open. You will know what you need to do. And the light of the Holy Spirit will shine upon your path. We have already experienced that. I know it's true what I'm saying to you. I'm not just hyping this up. And then, of course, our second book, Knowing God Intimately, How to Dwell in the Secret Place with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's a small book. But the substance in this book, inspired, impacted by the Holy Spirit, has the potential to radically elevate you in your spiritual walk. It will get you closer to God. It will help you to be better acquainted with Him. It will help you walk more closely with the Holy Spirit. You will have even greater intimacy with God in your spiritual life. No question in my mind, something good is going to happen to you as you go through the materials that the Lord has given to us in this book and in the devotional. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's get into a few things tonight and trust God. You know, it's our year of God's shalom. So the very first paragraph of our prophetic confession says, God's shalom is mine. Mm-hmm. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled. I am not agitated. I am not disturbed. I am not intimidated. I am not unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. That's the very first, that's the first set of prophetic promises that the Lord has given to us. I want to read a couple of New Testament scriptures tonight. I as we open, this is our very first one, Bible study this year, online Bible study, time of ministry in the Word of God. And we're just going to follow the Holy Spirit. There's so much the Lord has for us. I know that. I'm just going to follow the Lord. I'm going to do my best and close early most nights. I believe the Lord is going to help me do that. But I'm not going to overload you with stuff, overload you with knowledge, with instruction. I believe that the Holy Spirit knows just what we need. But there's some very amazing things, some very awesome things that are in my spirit that I believe God that we can get to as we go along. So I believe we're just going to go and follow the Holy Spirit as He leads us. There are a couple of His promises, though, that I want to start with in the New Testament. His promises of peace. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, John chapter 14 and verse 27, in the Amplified Version of the Bible, this is the way it reads. It says, peace I leave with you. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. My peace I bequeath to you, Jesus said. So God's peace is our inheritance. It's our covenant heritage. Our peace, the peace that we have in God, God's shalom, the shalom that guarantees that all is well with us, spirit, soul, and body. Not only with us personally, but with the members of our household, everyone that is connected with us in the spirit, that all is well with us, spirit, soul, and body. It means spiritually we will be healthy. Spiritually we will be connected with the Lord. We will be close to God. We'll walk with him. Hallelujah. It means mentally, emotionally, psychologically, we'll be healthy. Our minds will be blessed. Our memories will be blessed. We'll make sound decisions. Glory to God. And we'll have peace. We'll be surrounded with peace. All will be well with us in our spirits, in our souls. And then physically, we'll be healthy, right? We'll be blessed. We'll be walking in divine health, divine wellness. That is our portion. We receive that. Well, if symptoms come or situations come that bother us and try to attack our peace inside in our minds, or things happen that try to destabilize our spiritual relationship with God, what do we do then? Do we just say, oh, it looks like God's word is not working? Is that what we do? No. We just stand our ground. We stand on the word. God's shalom is mine. God's shalom is mine. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. You know, the way the world gives, when the world gives peace, the world also has the ability to take that peace away. The peace that the world gives is usually based on things. Right? And if we have peace based on things, well, the world will take those things away eventually. Hallelujah. But when the peace that we have is the inheritance of peace that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, gave to us by covenant promise, then the world can never take that away. Look at it. So he says, you should not be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. Don't let anything agitate you. Don't let anything disturb you. If circumstances go in ways that a little concerning, don't reject the trouble. Keep speaking it over yourself. I have peace. The peace of God. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. Now, the situation is there. You are going to have to deal with that situation with the wisdom of God. But don't let the storm get into you. Right? Don't let the enemy aggravate you. Don't let him agitate you. Don't let him mess you up. Don't let him make you flustered in such a way that then you lose your calm, you lose your composure, right? If there's anything in the spirit going on spiritually, take your stand. All of last year, the Lord blessed us so much. We learned so much about spiritual authority. You have authority. You have spiritual authority. You have dominion. You are a child of God. You have dominion. So take authority in the spirit and expect it to be so. If it's something in your mind, declare it over your mind in the name of Jesus. I have the peace of God. God's shalom is mine. I refuse agitation in my mind. I refuse troubling thoughts. Yeah, maybe there's something that is bothering you in your mind. Cast that care upon the Lord. Lord, I give this to you. I take your peace. Your peace is mine. God's shalom is mine. In the name of Jesus, all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. Maybe there's something in your physical being, something in your physical body that is really bothering you and is really troubling you. Give it to the Lord and then stand on the word of God. God's shalom is mine. Peace means there's nothing missing, nothing broken. It means there's wellness, there's completeness, there's wholeness. So even in your physical body, that promise exists for you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead will give life, will quicken your mortal body. Amen. It will quicken your mortal body. It will give life to your mortal body. So God's shalom is yours in the name of Jesus. I really love this promise. We should hold on to it. Don't allow yourself to be disturbed, afraid, troubled. Don't permit yourself to be fearful, intimidated, cowardly, unsettled about anything. Don't let anything rattle you. You say, Pastor, you don't understand the gravity of what I'm dealing with. I don't have to understand it. I just need to know that the word of God is greater. Whatever it is we're dealing with, the word of God is greater. And we have his promise. Hallelujah. We have his promise. And you know, when you have peace, then you can receive wisdom from God. It's almost impossible to receive wisdom from God when we lose our peace. When we lose our peace, we can't see clearly. We make bad decisions. We are under pressure to act quick, to do something fast, and to try to do everything at the same time. And we mess up situations. We complicate situations. Situations that are so simple that the wisdom of God can help us deal with. We complicate them. We mess them up because we allowed our peace to be taken away from us. Well, don't let that happen to you. This is your year of God shalom. God shalom is yours. Be calm, be composed in the name of Jesus. Let's read a couple more. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Somebody say, God shalom is mine. Say that with authority and with conviction. God shalom is mine. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. Let's read those from the Amplified Bible as well. It says, Amplified Version. Now may the God of peace, who is the author and giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that was sealed and ratified, the covenant agreement, the everlasting covenant, the testament, may that peace strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good, so that you may carry out his will, while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ the Messiah, to whom be glory forever and ever, to the ages of the ages. Amen. So be it. May the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of that peace, may he strengthen, complete, and perfect all that concerns you, and give you, make available everything you need, make you everything you ought to be, and equip you with everything good so that you may carry out his will. That is God's prayer for you. That is God's will for you. That is God's desire for you. The author and the giver of that peace wants to perfect all that concerns you, wants to help you, wants to supply everything good that you need so that you can carry out the will and the purpose of God in this season on your journey of destiny. And it will be so in the name of Jesus. One more in Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, he promises us the God of peace. He will soon crush Satan under our feet. Whatever may be troubling God's people, whatever may be an assault on our well-being, whatever may be an attack, whatever may be unsettling us. Romans 16 verse 20 in the King James says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Where God's shalom is yours, beloved. God's shalom is yours. When you lie down, you have peace. When you rise up, you have peace. When you go out, you have peace. When you come in, you have peace. God's peace that passes all human understanding is your covenant heritage, is your inheritance. You dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is already been displaced from your dwelling places in the name of Jesus. There's no agitation. There's no unsettling. There's nothing troubling us. We are not intimidated. We are not flustered. We have peace. I say we have peace. Say it again with me tonight. God's shalom is mine in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Switch gears with me, beloved. Switch gears with me. let's go on to some things here. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. Let's go on to some things here. I really love the blessing. The blessing that Isaac spoke over his two sons. You know, Isaac had two sons. I want to just take a couple of minutes, and I think I'll be able to close very soon. I don't think I'm going to go on for very long at all. This is really big. It's huge. It's deep. And the Lord will help us to unravel it slowly over the next few weeks as we go. The dew of heaven. The dew of heaven. There's something supernaturally completing. There's something, he said, pray the giver, the author of peace, will strengthen you, will perfect you, will complete you. There's something about the dew of heaven that replenishes the cycles and the seasons of our lives. Hallelujah. And someone who knew a lot about the dew of heaven was the man Isaac. You know, Isaac had two sons. Tonight, I'm going to make a few comments just about as we draw in, as we pull in our devotion, in this season of fasting and waiting on the Lord, as we pull in to seeking the Lord. I want to encourage your heart. This is really good. This is crucial. This is so important. It is so important that we prioritize this significant season of our lives. This is the morning. These are morning hours of 2025. This is the morning of 2025. There's no better time to seek the Lord. Yes, His blessings are going to come. They're going to flow. And we're going to read in just a couple of minutes here. We'll talk a lot more about this, some of this, as we go along in subsequent weeks later on. The Lord, the Holy Spirit will help us. His blessings will flow. But you know, let's start out by prioritizing Him. Let's seek His face, not His hands. Let's seek His presence, not His blessings. The blessings are going to flow. They are going to flow. They flow from His presence. You know, the Bible says, in His presence it says fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. His blessings will flow, but His presence, remember Moses said, if your presence is not going to go with us, then don't send us out of here. We will not go unless your presence goes. His presence is everything, my friends. So in this season, let's consecrate ourselves. Let's do it religiously, but let's not do it like religion. Let's be religious about it. Let's be religious. Let's be consistent. Let's be committed. But let's not do it like religion. Let's do it with a heart relationship that is connected to God. To seek Him. I want to encourage our hearts to seek Him. Now, Isaac had two sons, right? You know this story. You know a lot about it. His firstborn, well, there were twins, but one of them came before the other. The firstborn, Esau, the second was Jacob. And when Isaac was going to pronounce blessings on these his two sons, I want you're going to read it with me in just a minute. Well, you know, Jacob got the superior blessing. Well, just even that story tells us God's blessings are immeasured. We can have access to the best that God has. On the other hand, sometimes we can have access to only a part of what God really has for us. Jacob, he got access to the best. Esau got access to just a part. He didn't get the best. The main difference between these two people was that one of them prioritized covenant things. One of them prioritized the birthright, and the other treated it like nothing. Well, the birthright, our covenant birthright as God's children, is what gives us access to the best of what God has for us. We cannot afford to treat it as nothing. We cannot afford to relate with our spiritual birthright, our covenant birthright, the way Esau related with his. He paid a dear price for it. He paid a dear price for it. When it came to his mind, when he finally understood the relevance and the significance of that birthright, it was too late. It was too late. My friends, my brothers and sisters, we need to press into the Lord. I know if you do this, if you belong to a ministry like Abundant Life, where we do this year after year, sometimes it can feel like, we're just fulfilling all righteousness. No, that's not what this is. We're just doing it. Usually every January, that's what they do in Abundant Life. They just have Daniel fast or whatever ministry you're a part of. No, that's not what this is. There's something way beyond that here. There is something supernaturally engaging beyond that here. This is a new day. 2025 is a new year. And in these morning hours of 2025, let's press into God. It's so important that we press into God. That we press into God to know Him, to walk closer with Him, to love Him, to listen to Him, to minister to Him, to worship Him. Let's move closer to God. Let's prioritize our spiritual birthright. When Isaac pronounced blessings on his two sons, first, I want you to look at what he pronounced on Jacob. Now, both blessings had one similarity, a couple of similarities, but you can tell Jacob got the best blessing because he got the blessing of the firstborn. He got the blessing of the birthright. Esau got just a portion, just a part. He didn't get God's best. You and I should desire God's best. I don't know what 2024 was like for you. I don't know what 2023, I don't know what the previous years, but my friends, God has something bigger in store. You can turn the page. He's a God of new beginnings. He's a God of new seasons. No matter what life has been, no matter what your experiences have been, no matter how your walk has been, you can turn the page in the morning of 2025. It's a new day. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. This is morning. These are the morning hours. The dew of heaven is released in the morning hours. As we press into God in this season, something will be released upon our lives from His presence. We will carry substance out of His presence. We will carry glory out of His presence as we walk closely with Him. Look at this in Genesis chapter 27. Genesis chapter 27. I'm going to read this from the New King James. That's Genesis 27. I want to read a couple of verses there. This was the blessing he pronounced on Jacob. Genesis chapter 27 and verse 28. Therefore, Isaac is speaking a blessing over his son Jacob. I believe God, and I speak this same blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I release my faith with yours, connect with you in the spirit, and I believe that the Lord is speaking this same blessing over us tonight. Listen to it. Genesis chapter 27, verse 28. This is the New King James Version. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. May God give you of the dew of heaven. Of course, when you have the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth follows, plenty of grain and wine, a life of security and prosperity follows the dew of heaven. That was the blessing that Isaac pronounced on his son Jacob. It was the blessing of the firstborn. But Jacob got it because Esau despised his birthright and lost the blessing of the birthright. Now, what Isaac declared over Esau seems very similar, but you can see the difference. You can see the difference. So further down there, in verse 38, I think it is, you know, as Esau discovered that Jacob had received the blessing of the birthright, the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, the blessing of dominion, he says his enemies will serve him. Even his friends, even his kin will serve him. He will have the upper hand in life. You know, all of this, and we won't look into this today, but you know, this man, Isaac, knows exactly what he's talking about. You know Isaac's story, you know exactly he knows what he's talking about. And there's something very significant about it, because when he has the opportunity to speak a blessing on his sons, this is exactly what he declares on both of them. There's something about the dew of heaven that I pray will settle over your life in this season, in these morning hours of 2025. Amen. In Genesis 27, let's read this from verse 37 maybe. Here, verse 37, then Isaac answered and said to Esau, oh, let's read from verse 36, because that gives us context. Esau said, is he not, verse 35 is good. Let's start from verse 35. But he said, oh Lord, verse 34 is good. Let's go to verse 34. Hallelujah. We might go all the way back. Verse 34. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me also, oh my father. You see, he's looking for the crumbs now. See, the best blessings of God are not crumbs that fall under the table. God has a seat for you. Remember what David said, he has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Crumbs are not for those with the birthright. Crumbs are not for the covenant children. They are for dogs, like Jesus said to that Canaanite woman. You remember that woman who brought her, was asking for healing for her daughter, I think it was. And then Jesus said, bread belongs to the children. She said, well, crumbs, the dogs can partake of the crumbs. I don't mind the crumbs. Yeah, praise God for the blessing of the crumbs. But God has so much better for us than the crumbs. God wants to complete the God, the author, the giver of peace, of that peace. He wants to perfect, strengthen, complete you. He wants to complete everything that concerns your life. You know, he doesn't want to give you crumbs. It's not leftover. What God has for you and for me in 2025 is not leftover. It's God's shalom, is jubilee, is uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon breakouts. It's fresh oil. Hallelujah. That's the full, the complete package, not crumbs. He said to his father, bless me too. Just give me something. When you prioritize your birthright and your covenant relationship with God, and when you give the morning hours of every season to seeking the Lord first, you receive the dew of heaven. You receive the blessings of the dew of heaven. The dew of heaven comes only in the morning time. Well, sometimes in the evenings. But the dew of heaven that replenishes the cycles and the seasons of our lives comes to us in the morning. Remember when Gideon was looking for a sign. Let's not get into that tonight. Let's finish this here. Let's finish this. Hallelujah. He said, bless me also, oh my father. Verse 35. But Isaac said, your brother came with deceit, and he has taken away your blessing. May you not lose your blessing. May you not lose your reward. May your glory not be stolen. May your glory not be stolen. Hallelujah. May your glory not be stolen. What's that we have in that our confession? This is my jubilee. I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled. All lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvest, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. Hallelujah. He said, your brother came with deceit, and he has taken away your blessing. His glory was stolen because of his own carelessness. He did not prioritize the value of the birthright. Let's not get too much into it tonight. Then Esau said in verse 36, he said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved any blessing for me? See, Esau is claiming Jacob was the thief, was the problem. No, he was the loser. He was the loser. He was the one. When God called in the morning, when wisdom called in the morning, when he had the opportunity at the beginning of his season to go before the Lord, to seek the Lord, to receive the best that God, that heaven has for him. He's the one who said, no, that doesn't matter. I'll just use whatever I can get. I'll take care of that later on. It wasn't, yeah, Jacob had his own issues, but he was the loser. Esau was the loser. He said, he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. Remember, he was the one who sold his birthright. And now he has taken away my blessing. Have you not reserved a blessing for me? Verse 37. Then Isaac answered and said unto Esau, indeed, I have made him your master. He did make him his master. Because he pronounced upon Jacob, your brothers, the sons of your mother will bow down and serve you. Said, I've made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as his servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. He said, what shall I do now for you, my son? Well, let's see. Let's get you some crumbs. May you not settle with crumbs in 2025, in the name of Jesus. When God has bountiful for you, when God has plenty for you, may you not settle with crumbs in the name of Jesus. He said, let me see what I can find for you. Verse 38, and Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. He was bitter. He was crying tears of pain and regret. Then his father answered him and said unto him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you become restless that you will break his yoke from your neck. He also got the dew of heaven, and he got some part of the blessing that Jacob got, but it was leftovers. It was leftovers. My brothers and sisters, let's seek the Lord early. Let's give it everything we have. Hallelujah. Let's give it everything we have. I want to read a couple of these notes out of here. In God's due order, there is dew from heaven every morning for the renewal of your life and your seasons. No one expects dew in the afternoons or evenings, because the dew of heaven is given for the ongoing renewal and replenishment of the earth in the morning. And without that dew, there will be dryness. Without the dew of heaven, you can't have the fatness of the earth. You can't have corn and oil. You can't have a stronghold of security and prosperity. The dew of heaven is the mist. Is the mist of life that comes from his presence, that replenishes, that keeps us in the bubble of his glory. I pray that you enjoy the dew of heaven this year, in the name of Jesus. Without that dew, there will be dryness. Dew is released to the earth every morning for its replenishment and refreshing. If there is no dew in the morning, there will be dryness. Heaven has some dew for you in every morning of your seasons. If there is no dew in the morning, there will be dryness. Heaven has some dew for you in this season of your life. Well, this is morning. Let's press into him. Let's seek him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's seek him. Get the dew that heaven has prepared for your morning so you can enjoy the full blessings of this season, and so your harvest does not tarry. I like it in Numbers 11. It says, the manna fell on the ground each night when the ground became wet with dew. It's the dew that brings the blessings. It's the dew that brings the sustenance. It's the dew that brings the glory. It's the dew that brings the wisdom. Is the dew that brings the favor. Is the dew that brings the anointing. Hallelujah. Remember what he said in Psalm 133? It's like the dew of Hermon. The dew of heaven. The dew of heaven is what guarantees. And many times we don't know it, but that's what guarantees the cycles and the seasons of our lives are in line with the perfect will of God, so that we are constantly enjoying his full blessings. Well, like David said, let's seek him early. This is morning. Let's seek him. Like David said in Psalm 63, Early will I seek you. Early. Early. These are the morning hours of 2025. Early. Let's not despise it like Esau. Let's not say, oh, well, let's just do it for religion. No, no, no. Let's not take it for granted. Let's have renewed expectation. Faith. David said, oh God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see your power and your glory, so as I have seen you in the sanctuary. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you. While I live, I will lift my hands up. In your name, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Let's seek him. Remember what David said to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles. Let's seek him. Let's seek him early. Let's seek him with all of our hearts. See, David knew, I seek him early, but he didn't stop there. When it came time to give directions to his son Solomon, he said the same thing. If you seek him with your heart, you will find him. He'll be found of you. Got it. 1 Chronicles 20, 28 verse 9. Quickly, I've got to close. 1 Chronicles 28. Let's prioritize this morning hours of 2025. Hallelujah. The Bible says the dew of heaven is released from the clouds. Let's fill the clouds. When the clouds are full, when they are pregnant, when they are full, then they release rain on the earth. Let's fill our clouds in this momentous season that God has given to us. Look at it. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9. Let's seek him with all our hearts. Let's go after him with everything that we have. 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son. This is David speaking to his son, Solomon. Solomon, my son, know thou the God of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts, and he understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Let's seek him with all of our hearts. That prophet Azariah said the same thing to King Asa. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 2. If we seek him with all our hearts, we'll find him. This is our morning hours of 2025. Let's seek him with fresh vigor, fresh expectation, with great hope. Let's seek him so we can enjoy the dew of heaven. 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 2, look at it. Let's read from verse 1. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Seek him. Seek him. Remember, Jeremiah said the same thing. Jeremiah 29. If you come and seek me, and seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. If you seek me, let's seek him. In the devotions, let's seek him. In our times of private devotion, let's seek him. In the corporate devotion, let's seek him. In the times that God gives us through the day, through the month, let's seek him. Look at what he says, Jeremiah 29 from verse 10. Thus says the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. How do we get that peace, Lord? How do we enter into the promise of your shalom? Verse 12, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you will seek me and find me when you shall seek and search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I've driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again to this place whence I've caused you to be carried away captive. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find him. Hallelujah. There's a time when the Lord can be found. The morning hours. No wonder Isaiah says, seek him while he may be found. Isaiah 55 verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Let's read that and close out here tonight. Glory to God. Let's seek him while he may be found. Say, ho, everyone, from verse 1. Everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. He that has no money, come and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine, milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that that does not satisfy? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul will live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, you will call a nation that you know not, and nations that knew you shall run unto you, that knew you not, will run unto you because of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Glory to God. Seek the Lord. There's a time. There's a time. There's a right time. It is always right to seek him, but oh, what a blessing if we start out right. What a blessing if we start out right. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Let's prioritize our covenant relationship with God in this season. Let's esteem and value our birthright. Let's go after him with everything we have. The dew of heaven. The dew of heaven will come down upon us. In the morning, the full blessings that God has prepared for us will manifest as our year goes along. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, God, for your promises and your blessings of this year. But much more, Lord, we thank you for your presence that you have given to us as a gift. We esteem your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, we esteem your presence. Father, we esteem your presence. We seek after you with all our hearts. We come after you with everything that we have. We uphold the covenant, the birthright that you have given to us. Father, we thank you for all of your promises. Reveal yourself to us, to every man and every woman. Help us know you like we never have before. Cause the dew of heaven to wet our morning in 2025. We give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, saints. Our time is up. Our time is up. We got to go. Glory to God. We got to go. But keep this glory, keep this blessing going. Press into his presence. Something good will happen to you this year. The dew of heaven be your portion. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I look forward to seeing you. Same time next week. God bless you. Good night.